Okay, let's go now to the special tribunal handing down a judgment today relating to the Bait Bridge border fence issue. The special tribunal has ruled that it has the legal footing to hear the Bait Bridge border fence fraud case. This does get a little bit technical, so I'll try and explain this to you. It all has to do with the contractors that were hired to erect that controversial border fence last year. It's called Caledon River Properties Pty Limited. It's implicated in the 40 million rand fence, which an amount of 21.8 million rand has been paid. So this is all to do with whether or not the special tribunal actually has jurisdiction, whether it can get involved in this matter. Advocate Salvi Makgoto is the SIU special tribunal spokesperson. Advocate, welcome to the show today. So this all comes down to...
Thank you.
So this all comes down to jurisdiction. In other words, can the special tribunal actually step in on this matter?
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, and thank you for having me. Let me just indicate that it is the special tribunal, not the SIU special tribunal. But the long and short of it, yes, we have just found as a special tribunal that we do have jurisdiction. The respondents in this case, as we have said in the introduction, had raised quite a number of factors in support of their application on the jurisdiction of the special tribunal. Key among them is that the special tribunal is not a court as defined in Section 166 of the Constitution, and therefore is rendered incapable of granting relief in terms of Section 172 of the Constitution. The judge who presided on the matter had listened to various arguments and came to a conclusion that is different from the respondent's case, that the special tribunal is competent enough, has the requisite legislative footing and statutory mandate to preside on the matter as presented to it by the parties.
So, Advocate, I just want to jump in here and just try and break it down for people that aren't fluent in the legalese, perhaps. What does this mean for the tribunal in other cases? Doesn't have an impact in terms of jurisdiction when it comes to other matters as well?
I must also indicate that this is a precedent-setting case. We have never had a challenge on the jurisdiction of the special tribunal to preside on any other matter. We must indicate that at this point that the special tribunal is only hearing or listening to matters that are presented before it as investigated by the special investigating unit. So we would not delve into any other space. The jurisdiction in this particular case relates mainly to the matters that are brought before it by the SIU. So we did not have any issue whatsoever before where the special tribunal jurisdiction is being questioned. So we do believe that the facts have been made out. The judgment is, I think the judgment did find that the jurisdiction issue is now out of the way, and we should be in a position now to move into the merits of the case once the parties come back to the special tribunal.
Okay, so that means that the tribunal now can actually hear argument or the merits of the case between the SIU and the Caledon River Properties, which is the company at the centre of this. Okay.
Absolutely. Now we can move on, because we were just arguing on the jurisdiction. So now the jurisdiction issue is out of the way. The next step would be to move to the merits of the case.
Brilliant. Advocate Salvi Makgoto, the SIU Special Tribunal spokesperson. So I hope that clears that up. This was just around jurisdiction. Now, this whole issue of the Bait Bridge border fence issue involving that company and the special investigating unit, the merits will be heard there, and then the special tribunal will make a decision on that one.